getting answers on tariffs and tackling pests and weeds. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News. On Wednesday, President Trump announced he was hitting the pause button on tariffs for 90 days and that reciprocal tariff rates will now go to a baseline 10% on all countries except China. With all the concern over Trump's tariffs, one Indiana Republican lawmaker recently had questions about the overall impact on Hoosiers, and he was wanting answers. CJ Miller has the story.
Trade retaliation doesn't fall on everyone evenly. It has a different impact on a New York tech firm than it might have on a Hoosier soybean farmer.
And that's Indiana Republican Senator Todd Young during a Senate Finance Committee hearing earlier this week.
This is creating some anxiety. This current tariff posture among some of my constituents. On balance, I would say most of my constituents are supportive and they recognize that some turbulence might be required in order to end up in a better spot and reset trade relations.
But Young says that tariffs impact different businesses and different parts of the U.S. in different ways.
In Indiana, rural communities and export-driven manufacturers oftentimes feel the consequences, and they feel the consequences first.
U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer, who appeared before that committee hearing, was asked by Senator Young how the Trump administration is measuring the impacts of the recent tariffs.
You know, in other areas of federal policy, we have clear metrics or criteria to measure success. Does USTR have a formal process to evaluate whether these tariffs are actually achieving their goals?
Certainly, if other countries are bringing in their tariffs and their non-tariff barriers, that's a good indicator. That's the right direction. We also want to make sure that the trade deficit is going in the right direction. And that means two things. It means we have better access and we can export more to these other markets. But it also means that they're not using us as a dumping ground for their overproduction or their subsidized products. And so it goes both ways. And so it's a country-by-country analysis. We're looking at it case-by-case.
Young adds that measuring those effects and whether tariffs are meeting their goals should be part of our trade policy. I'm CJ Miller.